We're about to record.
Welcome to Burrito Quest
episode three.
You know, eventually we're gonna not be saying, do we really need to say Burrito Quest 3?
Yes.
I mean, it's the third season or something.
Yes.
These burritos are gigantic. So we went to Go Burger. This is the beginning of lunch trek.
Yours is unfolding.
What are you talking about?
It fell apart a little bit.
Where?
It's okay. You put it back together.
I'm a master. Okay. This goddamn shit, Ben.
All right, here
so
goes.
So we went to Go Burger and got green chili meat burritos.
And they're about 14 inches long, I would guess.
Yeah. They're pretty ridiculously big.
Mm.
Not Macho Chimichanga quite, but close.
Oh, we got a ruler over here. Yeah.
Nah, all right. Let me see that thing.
Bring that ruler over here. Is that 14? 12?
11 and a half.
We have some guests in the room.
About right, it's about 12.
There's some guests in the room. They're eating Chick-fil-A over there. They're not eating burritos, so yeah. we're not welcoming them at our dinner table.
Whatever.
Like, our table is taken up by these massive burritos.
There's not enough room for guests.
Mm-hmm.
They're actually pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of tastes like green chili and meat and Campbell's soup.
What? What kind of Campbell's soup?
Cream and mushroom.
I don't think so. I disagree. That chili's hot, though.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to be bad later.
Mm-mm.
No, I mean a lot later.
I think this might also be like the biggest discrepancy between burritos we've ever had. Like, that one's quite hefty.
Well, when they charge us about $4 per burrito, I was like, that'd probably be reasonable sized. This is unreasonably sized.
Yeah.
I almost can't fit it in my mouth.
You have to use two hands to hold it.
Mm. We could keep going with the large analogies about putting things in our
audiences. The audience across the room is laughing at our...
Well, at least we got some laughs.
Childish jokes.
So, man, it's pretty good. I mean, is it two burritos? I can't tell if this is two tortillas.
It's just a big tortilla.
It is a gigantic tortilla. Yeah,
this is a good burrito.
Yeah. We're very busy. I think people call in massive orders and then pick it up.
Yeah.
Because they have a drive-thru.
It's a stupid drive-thru.
You drive up to the window, place your order, and they ask you to go park, and then walk up to a window and get your order. So,
isn't that dumb?
It's pretty retarded. Some of this.
And they had some chihuahua running around the place, scavenging for noms.
Ben was trying to tackle him.
Mm-hmm.
Ben was entertaining all the people sitting outside eating Go Burger.
Yeah, the dog didn't want to come my way. So this is pretty pure.
Yeah, green chili meat, potatoes. I mean, that's pork, right?
It might be beef.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of beefy.
That's probably light-colored beef.
Well, they've probably been stewing it all day, you know?
You're stewing it all day.
Mm.
Hey, that makes me think of this topic of conversation. So you rated a burrito recently, your mom jokes.
Yep.
It seems to me that recent conversations between the two of us have led me to believe that you meant specific mom jokes.
Correct. There are two kinds of your mom jokes. One's the right way, one's the wrong way.
So if you said they've probably been stewing it all day long, and I said I was stewing your mom all night long.
That's the wrong kind. The correct kind is your mom's stewing all night long.
Okay.
So you have to say your mom at the beginning of the sentence.
Why is that the right way?
What do you mean?
Is you taking an ethical stance?
I hold this truth to be self-evident.
Hold your mom to be self-evident.
Perfect.
Not how would it? How? What's the wrong?
I
way?
Was self-evidenting your mom. I held your mom to be self-evident last night. Something like that, you know.
Yeah.
And we're still eating these burritos.
Mm-hmm.
Good God, this is like work.
I think mine is bigger than yours. I mean,
okay.
Burritos.
Okay.
I mean, we're not.
Carrie and I can compare notes later.
You never. Hey, we could be comparing notes right now. We're not taking pictures
quests.
Of that.
Anything can happen.
You never know.
My mind's kind of leaky.
So we've completed the first of.
This is a milestone. It's a major milestone.
I don't know. It's a major milestone. I don't know if there's such thing as a minor milestone, but this would be more appropriate. We have done one of each of our triple trek.
More of a yardstone? No, what I'm saying is this is our first lunch burrito, isn't it?
Well, yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Well, we've wanted to do this for years.
No, we did one when we were doing Santa Fe Grill.
Well, does that really count?
No. I mean, it was all Santa Fe Grill. It wasn't all these places you can only get at lunch.
We wanted ourselves some Go Burger on Burrito Quest 2. We went there and they were closed.
Mm-hmm.
So this is...
I was right at the beginning of Burrito Quest 2, right?
This is an accomplishment.
Oh, Lord. It's getting to me. I know, look at all I got left.
I know, it's like a whole burrito there.
It's pretty amazing. Thanks, Ben.
Now you're making a mess.
I know. Were you going to say my mom's pretty amazing?
I would go back to this place. This is pretty good stuff.
Yeah. I wouldn't mind trying some of their other burrito flavors. Maybe even a green chili cheeseburger. Amy's eaten there before. Mm-hmm. What do you recommend, Amy?
All I've ever had there is the green meat, and I like it.
Mm.
Like this thing right here?
Mm-hmm.
It's all good.
Right. We did well.
I wonder if their red is good.
What did we almost order?
Chimichanga.
Yeah.
Imagine if the chimichanga was...
God, how big is the chimichanga?
Yeah.
We're all the same size.
Holy shit, they actually fry one of these things?
Wow.
Maybe that could be worth a repeat visit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I've never seen one that narrow. They're usually like this.
That one's narrow?
Well, both of yours.
Mine was really not very substantial.
They're usually about bigger around than my little puny muscle arms.
She's holding up her fist to the air for those people who can't see at home.
I like the
part with the fist. That was better.
Look at the little anemic napkin here. It's inadequate to the challenge of cleaning up after this burrito.
Bam.
Yeah. So this burrito probably is the equivalent of eating three regular sized burritos, maybe two large burritos.
Yeah, whereas Macho Chimichanga was four.
Right? We could have burrito quested for a month on the Macho Chimichanga alone. This is the third week of we're eating the Macho Chimichanga again. And that was a bullshit chimichanga too.
I don't think Isaac's correct.
No, of course.
I don't think they fried it.
Really?
It didn't matter what I was saying, he wasn't correct about, right, Ben?
We're talking about the chimichanga, right? It was bullshit. It was kind of superficially a fried tortilla, I guess.
I guess. I have no idea.
I don't know.
It was so smothered in stuff, you couldn't tell.
So these guys have a prize, this place that we just ate today. Go Burger?
Oh, they do.
They don't have any prizes for burgers.
Mm-mm.
But there are two signs on the outside. One says, voted best taco, best local taco.
Yep.
And the other is voted best burrito.
Not best local burrito, though.
Not best,
I'm not sure I understand.
Maybe it's a wider challenge. Or maybe they just...
Yeah, I still don't understand. It's not... One of them is very specific. Well, actually, I guess it's kind of vague, too. What's the locale?
I don't know.
Hmm.
I mean, this is a pretty good burrito, though. This is really tasty.
So their awards, much like their ordering system, are very, I don't know,
shitty.
Undecipherable. Yeah, you better keep going, dude. I got to finish this burrito. You need to talk about
it. I like what we did today. It was a good decision.
I like burritos.
I like burritos. I like to eat them on a weekly basis. Mm. Now, this is pretty good stuff. It's, maybe a little too much tortilla, but I bet if they had not skimped on the meat.
Mm.
Skimped?
I don't really have that problem.
No, you still got some there. There's a little bit.
I'm getting after it.
There you go. You gotta work on that.
I'm working it. Your mom's working it.
There you go. There you go. Like a champ right there.
I worked it on your mom.
Nope. I want to burrito quest this place again. Now, as large as that burrito was, maybe it's because I had the smaller of the two, I would go back right now and eat another.
I would not. That has made me very full.
I don't think that's abnormal. That's normally the way the conversation goes. But
well, that's
I think
true.
In this case, it's a fair illustration of the difference between the burritos that we ate.
I was really hungry, though, when we went. I had, a biscuit and some yogurt this morning.
All right, here's a question. What if we see again where we get burritos and one of them's, massive and the other's, puny? Should we cut them both in half?
Hey, you take what you get, dude. Remember all the quests we did where it was like, well, we got three different burritos.
That's true.
Or actually, we got three different burritos. Two of them, well, what did we do? Two of these and one of these. Yeah. Somebody's going to get screwed.
You have no idea. And Isaac's like, I don't like whatever it was he doesn't like.
There,
and that's you get like a sausage burrito or some bullshit.
We didn't cut that shit in half.
That's
true. Didn't we cut something in half one time? One of the weird breakfast burritos or something where it was a choice of ham. No, that we did what I said.
Exactly.
Which is also very confusing probably to listeners.
So I agree. We quest what we get.
Yes. I also agree.
If Isaac were here, he would...
probably
disagree.
Go a third path.
Yeah.
That's a good thing.
No, we quest as a team. We're burrito brothers.
Burrito fraternitas.
Yeah. That's what you would say. Some bullshit like that.
That's what I wrote on the stupid website. Yeah. So, next time, Taco Bell.
Yeah, that's going to be... I love this idea of doing midnight,
again.
Like late Taco Bell.
Oh, yeah, that's right, because we can Taco Bell anytime.
Because next week is going to be a difficult scheduling for burritos.
Yeah, I'll be out of town. Ben's going to be doing stuff.
Yeah, but maybe like Saturday night late, like 12 o'clock.
Oh, man, I don't know.
You're a dad's man.
Yeah, late night is not so good for me anymore.
Maybe 9 o'clock?
9 o'clock, whoa, late. Kid's been in bed for an hour.
7:30. Was in Taco Bell for dinner Saturday night.
Perhaps, or Sunday. You're death marching this weekend.
That's correct. Walking in the desert.
Oh, man, I spilled burrito juice in my crotch.
Well, you had enough of it.
See, that's good radio right there.
You have a laugh track?
Hey!
So we got to rate these burritos.
Yeah.
It's kind of hard. It was like a really pure burrito.
They're good. I mean... I don't have a problem with it. I don't think I had a problem with it. It was a little hot, but there was a little bit much, but that's probably a bonus also.
I got a rating.
Okay.
All right. My rating is that time of year where you don't have your AC on and you don't have your heater on and everything's just perfect. Like the weather outside is exactly what you want the weather inside to be.
That's pretty good. That's a good rating.
Like we didn't put salsa on this, you know?
Nope.
We just ate it as it came to us.
Yeah. I'm gonna rate it a t-shirt fitting just right when you try it on.
That's a good one. Like a new t-shirt or like an old t-shirt?
That's better than the old. I mean, the old t-shirt, yeah, maybe you broke it in and it started. You got used to the way it fit, but there's a t-shirt you just got and you put it on and you're like, hey, this fits great.
Sounds like we like this burrito.
We did. So far, you know, Taco Bell has been the only low point on Triple Trek.
Oh, whatever that thing was, that little Frito burrito was bullshit. That was like the stupidest
burrito.
Thing. And it was a mistake to get two of them. We should have gotten two different burritos. I'm going to stand the line next time. I'll say, no, we can't.
Stand the line. Paint the line, Ben. Yeah, whatever. I think we should get the half-pound cheesy potato next time. We'll get some mashed potato burrito.
Yes, also that. In fact, if you want to get a side, you can get a little potato side to go with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There might be a intro song coming to Burrito Quest.
It would have been kind of a
thinking about it. Actually, more appropriate for this one. But I maybe I'll cut it in, see how it sounds. If it's good, we'll keep it. If not, well, I don't know. Whatever. The guy was really cool about it. He's like, yeah, go use it. I don't care. Thanks for asking.
I say we should do it. So, even if it's not true.
Which part?
The theme, the lyrics.
Oh, you mean the best burrito? Well, I mean, it's hopeful, right? It's
so
we hope this
begin.
Is the best burrito we've ever had. Okay, so next time, we'll hit up some Taco Bell.
Half pound potato cheese.
Have cheesy goodness.
Yes.
Adios, Burrito Questers.